My guest was hit with the fire of God and said, stop! My body can't take this fire anymore. Would you tell God to stop? Yes, you would. Next.
Duncan Smith, what a life.
You were born to parents that were pastors in Nigeria. They loved God and they gave you that. But you didn't like the lifestyle they lived.
Yes, you know, the reality was, Sid, they were very sincere, loved Jesus with all their hearts. But there was so much religion back then, so much sincerity, but it was very centered around what I like to affectionately call churchianity now. And so it was absent of a lot of fun.
And that's the operative word, fun. It's sort of like just regulations and strict rules. And a young teenage kid, you don't want that.
No.
So what did you resolve to do and what did you do?
So I mean, inevitably I rebelled against it. You know, deep down inside, I knew the truth. I knew the truth about the Lord Jesus, but I just didn't want anything to do with what my parents believed, you know.
So you walked away, but tell me about that strange dream you had.
Oh my goodness. You know, right in the peak of my rebellion, I was definitely drinking too much and, you know, girlfriends. And
you wanted fun.
I wanted fun. Exactly.
Okay, so in the midst of wanting fun, God heard his parents' prayers.
That's it.
Tell me about the dream you had.
Well, I had this dream, and in the dream, we were taking off from one of the airports in Nigeria where I grew up for 18 years, and the plane, instead of climbing, it came down, and my parents and my brothers were with me in the dream, and suddenly the plane hit the ground and burst into flames. And the fire was just so awful and so intense. It was like white light fire. And it just didn't stop. And I'm screaming. And all of a sudden, I realized my parents weren't there, my brothers weren't there, but I could hear other people screaming, and I knew I was in hell. And I just could not get out. And I was burning. I could feel my body, but I couldn't see it. But I felt me, and I was in just the most agonizing, excruciating, terrible, terrible pain, screaming and screaming. And thankfully, I woke up. Of course, I reached for my cigarettes to go outside and have a quick smoke, but it left an indelible mark on me. And not long after that was when I had an amazing encounter with Jesus.
This was when you were about 20?
Yeah. My girlfriend at the time, her parents were missionaries in Nigeria with my parents, who was like a childhood sweetheart, so to speak. And they had been praying that I would get saved. And they tricked me into going to this Christian meeting. And I was playing volleyball and, you know, using all the facilities, but I wasn't going to any of the meetings like they were. But they tricked me into going to this one meeting. And I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ preached, Sid. And I came under tremendous conviction of sin. And of course, it wasn't long after that dream. And when the preacher gave an invitation to come forward, I shot out the side door, went running up a mountain path. I didn't even know where I was going, but I just needed to just think. And as I ran up, stumbled up that mountain path, I stumbled right into the presence of Jesus. And I couldn't see him, but this tremendous holy fear came all over me. I knew I was in his presence. I expected him to just squish me like a bug and send me to the fiery hell that I'd had in that dream. But instead, as I began weeping because I had this tremendous conviction of my sin, and I'm saying, I'm so sorry, Jesus, I'm so sorry. He poured his love into my heart and told me if I'd follow him for the rest of my life. He had a very exciting life. And I said, Lord, please come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your amazing forgiveness. And it was a powerful moment. But I said to him, Lord, I don't want a boring life. Lord, I want to have an exciting life with you. And you know, in his goodness, that's exactly what he gave me.
you got even more. You got filled with the Spirit. You got touched with the fire. Tell me about that.
Well, shortly after that, nobody could recognize me. My parents couldn't recognize me. My girlfriend, she didn't recognize me. She finished with me because she wanted me to get saved, but not that saved. And I was just on fire from the inside. I got to university in my first week, in my first year, and I bumped into some fellow students that were young adults, and they were representing the Christian Union. They wanted us to join. Mm-hmm. I guess they were evangelists. And I said to them, guys, you have more fire than I have. You're so in love with Jesus. Why? I want that. And they chuckled and they said, oh, and they knew my name by this point. They said, oh, Duncan, that's the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so for 9 months, sometimes up to 3 hours a day, I prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And 9 months later, I was at a church, my church in Oxford, and we had a speaker from Uganda. He preached on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I ran forward. He laid his hands on me. And suddenly, as I began to tell God how amazing He is and magnify Him, suddenly bubbling out of me came this, I realized I was speaking in a completely foreign language that I didn't understand, but it felt so good, Sid, and I couldn't stop. 3 days later, on the Wednesday night in the Christian Union, and we were in revival, there was about 300 to 400 students, and a man was there who was 27 years old, which seemed awfully old when I was 21. But he said at the end, if you'd like the Holy Spirit, stand up and put your hands up. My friends were falling and I could hear people laughing and crying and being touched by the Lord. But I started to feel this electricity coming down me and then up from my toes and all over my whole body. And I'd been praying, Lord, let me be like Enoch, who walked with you and was not, for 9 months. And suddenly, as the fire intensified, and I felt like I was being electrocuted with millions of volts of electricity, and my breathing became rapid, then I could barely breathe, and then I suddenly realized, Sid, I think I'm going to be was not, and I'm not ready. I want to get married. I want to have kids. And I just started to scream loudly, stop, Lord, stop, please, stop.
You mean the power was so intense,
I thought, I'm going to just rip apart. But at the same time, this extraordinary weighty glory. And I fell over on the ground. Of course, I've regretted ever since saying stop, but I couldn't help it.
Duncan had a revelation that he teaches on now that is one of the most transformative revelations you'll ever hear. Listen very intently. What was this revelation?
I began to realize, the Holy Spirit began to show me that the full work of Jesus, our Messiah, in His incarnation and then ultimately going to the cross, was not just so that we have eternal life in Him, which we do, but it was so that He would fulfill the purpose of the Father, which is really summarized so beautifully by the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, where he says, He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, so that we could become the righteousness of God in Him. And I began to realize the Son of God became the Son of Man, so that the sons of men could become the sons of God. And that actually at the cross, Jesus took upon Himself all of our sin and all of us, and became literally into union with us at the cross so completely that when He said, it is finished, He was so one with us that the Father could not raise Him from the dead without raising us from the dead with Him. And when that revelation entered my heart at the deepest level, I suddenly realized, this is the key to miracles. This is why we have eternal life. This is the glory. Jesus in us, the glorious one, and we're forever one with Him in the Father.
God showed Duncan this new paradigm for releasing miracles that'll cause you to be like Paul, Peter, and Jesus. Be right back.
We will be right back to It's Supernatural!
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Duncan, I can hardly believe what I'm supposed to say next. I'll just read it and see what happens. Duncan, you don't tell others to point people to Jesus or even get people to go to church. What?
I know that sounds strange, and it's important, but the Lord showed me a new paradigm. We don't just point people to Jesus. We are the ministry of Jesus. And we don't just tell people to go to church. We are the church.
Now, God showed you this in this new paradigm of not modeling. You say the church models John the Baptist. It should not. Explain.
John the Baptist, Jesus said, was the greatest of all the prophets and anyone born to woman prior to Jesus coming. But he said, but if you're in the kingdom, the least in the kingdom is greater than John. And I believe what he meant by that was that, you know, John's role, which he did superbly, and I don't want to in any way say anything about John the Baptist, but John's ministry was not the ministry we're to model our ministry on. He was a voice of one calling in the wilderness. Jesus, on the other hand, his life was revealing the Father through the most extraordinary signs, wonders, and miracles. John didn't do a miracle.
Right.
And Jesus wasn't a voice of one calling in the wilderness. He's now a voice of a multitude of living waters. And of course, that's all of us, the least of these, all having a voice, all out of our union with Jesus, living a life that only Jesus could live on the earth. To live in the intimate love of the Father, in the Son, with the Holy Spirit, where we're daily receiving the secrets of God, the things that are on His heart, and living out a life where we walk into one amazing moment after another as the Holy Spirit leads us, because we're sons of God and daughters of God, and then to have His supernatural power flow through us so that we can open the eyes of the blind and the deaf, and, you know, see mute speaking, and people that are in wheelchairs come leaping out of wheelchairs. I mean, that's such a privilege.
So it's almost, let me say this and tell me if I've got it. It's not us laying hands on the sick, on the blind, on the deaf, on the lame. It's Jesus in us laying hands. So we're not doing it. We don't have any responsibility but to be obedient. He's doing all the work. Am I getting that?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to think of it like this. I can't, only Jesus can, but He won't if I don't. But He will if I do. And so this is the mystery of our union with Him, you know?
Now, you are involved in some of the most extraordinary miracles partnering with God that you've ever heard of. For instance, in all different realms, in weather, in Australia. Tell me about that.
Well, that, I think, was probably one of the more extraordinary moments. But as I just had arrived in Canberra, the capital city, John and Carol and myself and Kate, my wife, were about to do a five-day school with 300 leaders and pastors from all over Australia. And as I'm going for my run to shake off the jet lag, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and He said, you've just heard the pastor say that Australia has been in a drought for 9 years. I want you to declare tonight at the meeting, because I was preaching that night, that the drought will be over this coming Friday on the last day of the conference. And as a sign, there will be a dramatic thunderstorm that will last for many hours, and it will not stop raining literally for a month. And it will be a sign to the people of Australia that I'm coming in a great flood of my glory. And I said, no, I'm not going to say that, Lord.
So what happened?
Yes, well, I said to the Lord, okay, Lord, I know you're serious, so I'm not going to disobey you. And that night, I delivered that word. And I could see many of the pastors looking at me with pity in their eyes, you know, poor guy, he's just blown it. Now he's gone too far, you know, and, oh, this is going to prove that Toronto's not, you know, this and that. And, but sure enough, Sid, Friday at 4 o'clock tea break, great gigantic black clouds in the sky. By 6 o'clock when it finished, the most tremendous thunderstorm, and it went on and on for many hours. And then it kept raining all over Australia, floods in all the national newspapers. It ruined Kate and I's 1 month vacation that we were having, our sabbatical. It ruined it because with our children, because we couldn't find a day without rain.
You know, there's so many amazing miracles. How about the lady that was deaf and mute?
That was amazing. I was ministering in Kyrgyzstan, in the remote Tanshan Mountains and the edge of the Himalayas. And as I was, again, I was ministering to probably 300 or 400 leaders and pastors. There was this lady in the crowd as I was speaking on the importance of forgiveness. She kept going like this. I thought, well, she's a little bit strange. So I kept trying to preach without looking too much in her direction. Well, when I got off the platform and I started to minister to folks and laying hands on people, I turned around and came face to face with her. 40 years old. She's standing, I found out from my interpreter, she's standing with her babushka grandmother, as they call them in Kyrgyzstan, and her 16-year-old daughter. After six attempts of the most valiant attempts of prayer that I can give, surrounded by the crowd watching, hoping, nothing happened. And everyone's face was, and including most of all mine. But suddenly, as I went for the seventh go, put my finger in her ear, she suddenly went, ah! So I put my second finger in the other ear, she went, ah! Like this. And the Lord said, spit on her tongue.
Oh, no.
And of course, right now, in all of this environment that we're in, I was like, but in that moment, I was like, Lord, how do I do that? I mean, if I try to spit in her, you know, tongue, I might hit her in the eye, and she's not blind, but she might be after that. But I remember Jesus loading his fingers and touching the man's tongue. So I spat on my fingers, which were now loaded, and I went, and she went, as if she didn't really want to, and I put my slimy fingers on her doubly slimy tongue, but she was instantly set free and began speaking for the first time in 40 years, and her mother and her daughter were just freaked out. And the Lord said, tell her to say something normal. So through the interpreter I did, and she turned to her mother, and the interpreter said it afterwards, and said, Mom, when are you going to take me and my daughter home for dinner? I'm starving hungry. And the crowd went ballistic with joy. And I thought, why would she say that? Her first words ever. And then the Lord said to me, well, she's been trying to tell her mother that for 40 years.
This is very, very important. You had the high privilege of seeing the Holy Spirit, his form. What did you see and what effect did it have on you?
John and Carol invited me up onto the platform one Sunday morning, and they said, Duncan, we're going to anoint you as an evangelist to the nations. They laid hands on me. I went flying. I was on the floor, knocked over by the power of God. But as I lay there, I went into a vision instantly. I saw a vast African plain, and on the far right-hand side, I saw a tiny figure of a man on the edge of the horizon. The instant I saw him, Sid, he came right up to me. And the only way I can describe him is that he was like a man of fire. He was like a fiery figure. From his waist upwards, he was like liquid molten metal, but not metal like we know. It's indescribable. But from his waist downwards, he was like fire. And he looked at me and I was terrified. And he smiled, the most loving smile. And then he went, and he touched me in my chest and he just lit me. And I went ballistic. And I just, my whole body was burning. For months, I was burning. When I would preach, people would start burning. When I touched people, they would burn. My wife didn't want to be under the covers with me because I was so hot.
Here's what we're going to do. I want to make sure you can handle this fire, and I'm going to have him pray for this fire, because we're living in a time where he does not have to put hands on you. He has to just speak it. He just described the description of the Holy Spirit in Ezekiel.
Yeah.
It probably didn't dawn on
eight
you at the moment.
Three.
Eight to three. But I want you to say this prayer because I want you to know God. I mean, I don't want you to believe in Him. I want you to go the step further. Mm. I want you to have your own encounter.
Yes.
Your own experience with Him. Say this prayer out loud. Mean it to the best of your ability. I want you to repeat this prayer. Dear God, I'm a sinner. I'm so sorry. I believe the blood of Jesus washes me clean. Jesus, come inside of me, be my Savior and my Lord. Amen. Duncan, look in the camera and release the fire. I'm getting in on this too.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you that you would gloriously baptize every single person watching in this moment with your promised Holy Spirit and with fire. And I ask you that they would burn with your love and that you would anoint them in this moment to carry your glory with miracles, signs, and wonders as they're burning ones in this world. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
That's it.
Call now and get Duncan Smith's brand new anointed book, Consumed with Holy Fire, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, A New Paradigm for Miracles. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9729. Did you know that God created every believer to live an empowered, supernatural life where miracles, signs, and wonders are commonplace?
I saw a vision of a fiery man. He touched me. And for months, literally, heat flowed through my body. The fire of God is real. It's powerful. It's life-changing.
Through Duncan Smith's brand new anointed book, Consumed with Holy Fire, you will discover heaven's blueprint for a miraculous lifestyle. Through this book, you will learn how to become a mature son or daughter of God who radiates the Father's love, power, and glory in every area of life. Learn how to enter into face-to-face encounters with Jesus to receive the power to begin to live like Him, increasingly growing in oneness with the Lord. As you read this power-packed book, your heart will become ignited with God's holy fire. Your passion to know Jesus in an intimate and experiential way will be awakened like never before. Your experience of God's love will be upgraded to dimensions you never thought were possible. You can become the supernaturally empowered believer that God created you to be.
It's all about living a life that only Jesus could actually live on this earth because we're one with Him and His Spirit is in us and ever increasingly upon us.
You will also receive Duncan Smith's exclusive and powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, A New Paradigm for Miracles. Through this exclusive three-part audio CD teaching series, learn how to begin living a life bringing heaven onto the earth. Discover a new paradigm of the reality of being one with Jesus, seated with Him in heavenly places. Begin to experience Jesus flowing through you by the Holy Spirit in a new and powerful way. Duncan prays a powerful prayer for you to be baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire right now in this moment, for you to be upgraded in the ministry of Jesus Himself, living a life on earth of extraordinary signs, wonders, and miracles, for you to begin to manifest Jesus here on earth so that the Heavenly Father can be revealed through you to others around you. Don't miss out on getting Duncan Smith's brand new anointed book, Consumed with Holy Fire, and his powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, A New Paradigm for Miracles. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9729. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9729 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.